In a few minutes here, we're going to be in making these confessions together. In fact, let's just go ahead and start looking at them. I think that can only absorb so much in one session anyway. Hallelujah. Say this with me. My God is the God of hope. When everything looks like a failure, He paints hope on the canvas of my heart. And I choose to focus on that hope rather than my circumstances. And I choose to be like my Father and call those things which be not as though they were. And I stagger not at the promise of God. What He has promised, He is well able to perform. I don't mind being ridiculed by those who don't understand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Now what you have here, mine's a little tattered because I use it all the time, but these are the prayer center confessions. We really haven't changed them much in quite a few years. Now, by the way, these are tailored for Tulsa because this is where we live and we're believing for revival here. Pastor Bronk and Candy have tailored these very confessions for Immokalee, where they live. And listen, you feel free to tailor these for your city if you want to begin to believe for revival there. There's no copyright or anything like that. It doesn't belong to us. Now, what you're going to see as we go down through here, many of these things, most of these things, are statements that the Lord has said, mostly through Pastor Dave, down through these years, that we know are His will for the prayer center. For example, one of them we'll get to here in a minute, we'll say, we thank You that 1,000 people are born again at the prayer center every week. Well, are we seeing that? No, we're not seeing that. Yet God said that was His will for this place. A minimum of 1,000 people a week born again. Well, why wait? Let's just go ahead and begin calling those things which be not as though they were. God's already said it. Let's go ahead and call it that way. So this is one of the few places I know of in anywhere where you can go and sort of be schooled with some other people, not feel so foolish, to begin calling those things that be not as though they were. We'll all be foolish together. You know, Paul said about himself, you know, I'll be a fool for Christ. Amen? Amen. All right, so just repeat after me. And I kind of do it in short phrases so that you don't have to remember to say so much. But just say after me, say, Father, I worship You.
Father, I worship You.
I glorify You.
I glorify You.
And I praise You. You're not a man that You could lie. You have exalted Your word above Your name. Heaven and earth will pass away, but Your word will never pass away. Therefore I say, Your glory is present at the prayer center. The blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, the dead are raised, and the poor, they have the gospel preached to them. A minimum of 1,000 people are born again at the prayer center every week. We have a minimum of 500 intercessors who are holding up the message that has come to maturity. We are able to get along with each other while the Father works revival in our midst. We have that kind of worship that takes us beyond the veil of the flesh in order that we may worship in spirit and in truth. We worship You, Father, out of our new nature. And we give You family worship as Your sons and daughters. Father, at the prayer center, those that come will see a people transformed to the nature of Christ. Father, we say, in the name of Jesus, no person ever leaves the prayer center the same way they came. Every person that comes receives a touch from the Good Shepherd. Father, those that come who are beaten down, discouraged, worn out, and tired, they won't leave that way. They'll be encouraged, strong and mature. They'll leave standing upright, their shoulders squared, their heads held high, going forth as a mighty army to take this planet for your kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Father, your glory fills every service. Every person that comes drinks of your glory. They'll leave as earthen vessels filled with your glory, filled with your wisdom, filled with your love, filled with your grace, and anointed by your Spirit. They'll carry your presence with them. They'll carry revival around this world. Now we're going to redo this one. I want to make it even more personal. So say it like this with me. Father, your glory fills every service. Every time I come, I drink of your glory. I'll leave as an earthen vessel after this week of conference, filled with your glory. I am filled with your wisdom. I am filled with your love. I am filled with your grace. And I am anointed by your Spirit. I carry your presence with me. And I carry revival around this world. Can you feel the power of that? That's how the Holy Spirit works. It's one of the ways. One of the primary ways. Calling those things which be not as though they were. All you're doing, you're just saying about yourself what God has already said. Okay. Say, Father, we declare, we preach your gospel. We'll never settle for man's gospel. Only yours. It's the gospel that saves. The gospel that fills. And the gospel that heals. That's why we say, lost, be saved. Empty, be filled. Blind, see. Lame, walk. Deaf, hear. Maimed, be whole. Dead, rise again. In the name of Jesus. Father, that's your gospel. And we'll settle for nothing less. We're going for the gold. Now let me stop right there, because I've had some people think that I'm talking about prosperity. I'm not talking about prosperity. We're talking about when they substituted brass for gold in the temple. And the Church of Jesus Christ today, not only in America, but all over the world, is filled with brass. And it's time that we replace it with the gold. We replace it with the truth of His anointing. I don't want gold. Please don't dust me with gold and leave me in the wheelchair. Keep your dust and get me out of the chair. With no more brass, let's have the gold. So that's what we're talking about here. Say, we're going for the gold. We have what we say. And we say, at every service, the lost are saved. People are filled with the Holy Ghost. The blind see. The lame walk. The deaf hear. The maimed are made whole. And even the dead are raised. In the name of Jesus. More than 12 legions of angels are loosed to prepare the way for revival. Angels are dispatched to the four corners of the earth, intercepting and stopping every mission and every assignment of the enemy that would bring circumstances against those who would come. Angels are changing those circumstances by rearranging them and causing money to come and by changing schedules. We say, every person that is to be here will be here in the name of Jesus. There is no devil big enough. No assignment crafty enough. No circumstances bad enough that will keep even one from being here. Father, we declare your house full. Angels are moving back. The forces of darkness over this region. They're opening up a window. A window of light. 25 miles in every direction. Both horizontally and vertically. There is a fortress of angels surrounding us to keep back the darkness. Father, angels are dispatched now. Softening the hearts where hurts have wounded. Where calluses have formed. Where walls of defenses have gone up. Angels are softening the hearts. And creating atmospheres where the people can hear the voice of their shepherd. Angels are preparing their hearts now. So they're already receivers when they arrive. From the first word spoken. From the first song sung. From the first prayer prayed. To the end of every service. The people are free to receive from your spirit. The assignments of all devils against the prayer center, the people of the prayer center, and the leadership of the prayer center, all those assignments are dismissed in the name of Jesus. I declare those plans null and void. Devil, we're taking Tulsa from you. In fact, we already have. Jesus is Lord over Tulsa. Not you. We're in authority here. Not you. Devil, get out of Tulsa. Take all your demons with you. The King of Kings has made a decree. And I am speaking in his stead. The king has declared, this is the acceptable year of the Lord. The king has decreed, captives, you are free. Every person returns to his original inheritance. That is the born again trail. Father, you have restored our inheritance. And at the prayer center, the inheritance is not just known about. We don't just teach about it. But it's received, manifested, and seen. Father, you have restored our fellowship with you. The firstborn told us to pray. Father, your will be done on earth. Just as it is in heaven. As in heaven, so on earth. As in heaven, so in Tulsa. Well, there are no lost people in heaven. Therefore, we say, Tulsa is saved. There's no sick people in heaven. Therefore, we say, Tulsa is healed. There's no demoniacs in heaven. Therefore, we say, Tulsa is delivered. And there's no poor people in heaven. Therefore, we say, Tulsa is prospered. And Tulsa is blessed. We declare, now I want you to really, that lesson on hope, as we say these words, especially in this paragraph, now I want you to engage your hoper. Say with me, my hope is engaged. Now watch. So we declare every captive to be free. Now see it. Every wheelchair emptied. All of them. No exceptions. Every artificial help. Wheelchairs, crutches, canes, hearing aids, glasses, stretchers, bladder bottles. They may need them when they come. They won't need them when they leave. And we'll have them here as trophies to the glory of Jesus the healer. All manner of sickness and all manner of diseases are healed first time, every time, all of them, no exceptions. Jesus, you healed them all then. You healed them all now. That's what we say. And that's what we have. In the name of Jesus. Father, there are impartations of your Spirit. We declare these are the most powerful, the most anointed, the most life-changing, the most revival-producing services in history. Fresh anointings, fresh giftings, like never before since the book of Acts. Father, it's you doing the works. Therefore, all things are possible. Now, put your hand right here as a point of contact. We're going to talk to our own soul for a moment. Say, soul, my own soul, I command you. Believe this. All things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. Thank you. And every backslider will come back to God. They will never leave God again. So now, Father, in preparation, I forgive every person their trespasses against me. Father, forgive me all of my trespasses against you. I am freshly washed in the blood of the Lamb in order that my record in heaven be perfect. Therefore, I say, because of the blood, what Jesus did for me, according to my record in heaven, I have never failed God. I lay down my life that the life of Christ may be manifest in me. I take no offense. I give no offense. And according to my record in heaven, I never have. At the prayer center, the mind of Christ is delivered to both the sheep and the shepherds. It is delivered with such simplicity and with such clarity that the wayfaring fool could not misunderstand it. Therefore, I say, the people at the prayer center, and especially me, we all understand every word that Pastor Dave teaches. Every need is met, no matter how large, no matter how small. There are no cases too hard. There are no cases too late. Whatever they come for to receive from Jesus, they get it, all of them, first time, every time. No exceptions. I declare every captive free. Free in spirit. Free in soul. Free in body. All are delivered. All are restored. Father, you are provider. Angels are dispatched to gather in all of the finances and everything that is required. Things we know about now, things we don't even know about yet, because you are the God who answers before we call. I speak against the strongholds of lack, and I declare an abundance, abundance be in the name of Jesus. Therefore we say, therefore we continually say, therefore we say nothing else. There is no lack. We operate from abundance. We operate from surplus. We have all in abound, with many baskets left over. We have such abundance. We can pay the way for many to come and many to go. And we send them out on prosperous journeys for God with abundance in a manner fitting for servants of the Lord. Our financial granaries are full because our King has found stewards he can trust. And I'm one of them. Father, if you need anything, come to my house first. All I need to know is my Lord has need of it, and it's yours. I've been bought with a price. My life is not my own. I am a first-class servant. Lord, I lay all my possessions at your feet. And I say again, Lord, if you need anything I have, it's yours. I love you, Lord, with all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my mind, and all of my strength. And the second commandment is like unto the first. I love my neighbor as myself. I love my good neighbors. I love my bad neighbors. I love my mean neighbors. And I love my enemies. Now remember, you're calling those things which be not as though they were. You're not lying. The Spirit in you is just that way. Christ in you is just that way. So let's do that verse again. That paragraph again. Say it again. I love my neighbor as myself. I love my good neighbors. And I love my bad neighbors. I love my mean neighbors. And I love my enemies. Jesus, you are my Savior. You are my Lord. Whatever you ask, that's what I do. I am your servant. I am your bondslave. By my own free will choice, I serve you, Lord, by serving these people that you love so much. I serve the good people. I serve the bad people. I serve the mean people. And I especially serve your enemies. Because you're trying to save them all. You'd like to use me to do it. All that I have is yours. My time is yours. My body is yours. My family is yours. I own nothing. I am your bondslave. Use me as you will. You are provider for me, my family, and all that I have. And I am available for your use. We lift up the bloodstained banner over this city. Written in the blood of Jesus on the banner are these words. Now look over that away. Say, Jesus is Lord over Tulsa. Jesus is Lord over Tulsa. Tulsa is in revival. Tulsa is in revival. And where Jesus is Lord, the Father's will is done. So Father, have your way. Not just 30-fold. Not just 60-fold. But 100-fold. Again I say. Lost? Be saved. Empty? Be filled. Captives? Go free. Blind? See. Deaf? Hear. Lame? Walk. Maimed? Be whole. Dead? Rise again. In the name of Jesus. Father, thine is the kingdom. Thine is the power. Thine is the glory. Forever. Your will be done in Tulsa. Just as it is in heaven. As in heaven. So on earth. As in heaven, so in Tulsa. Tulsa is saved. Tulsa is saved. Tulsa is saved. Now shout about it. Hallelujah! 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 We have what we say in the name of Jesus. We have what we say. Amen? Amen. Say it out loud. We have what we say. Tulsa is in revival. We have what we say. Tulsa is in revival. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, calling in the lost, we also do this part. You don't have to repeat after me during this, but extend your faith. This is our prayer box. It's filled with prayer requests of every kind. And so, just join your faith. You might extend your hand and your faith this way and just agree with me. You don't have to speak after me. But Father, every one of these pictures represents an impossible case according to the world. Father, even modern medical science, from these cases, there is just no help. There's no hope at all. But Father, you are the God of hope, and all things are possible with you. Now, Father, we know that you heard us the first time we prayed, and that's why we're not asking again tonight. We know that you heard us. And the firstborn told us to pray, that when we asked, our job is to believe that we receive when we pray. So, Father, we know that you heard us the first time. So we're just thanking you that we shall see the manifestation of your miracle in each and every one of these cases. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, inside this box is probably every kind of prayer request, from simple things to very difficult things. Everything from hangnails to suicide and everything in between. But, Father, your word tells us that if we ask anything that's according to your will, that you hear us. And that's all we need to know, because our confidence is, if you hear us, then we have the petition that we desire of you. So, Father, we're just all joining our faith together with these that have prayed. And, Father, we're thanking you for answering every single prayer that Jesus paid the price for them to have. And, Father, if a stranger sent a prayer request here, someone who's not yet born again, they're not yet in the family, not yet in the kingdom, we do not care if they're atheist, agnostic, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, we don't care. Father, if they had enough faith to send a prayer request here, Father, we ask like Solomon asked, answer the prayer of the stranger. But Father, do it in such an unusual and unique way that they will have to know it was you that answered that prayer. So they can know, like we already know, that you are the only true and living God. And they can hear the gospel of your Son and be saved. Father, we let this one cloth represent every prayer cloth that goes forward from this place. Father, you're the same God today that you were in the book of Acts. And they took those cloths from Paul's body, handkerchiefs and cloths. And when they were laid on the sick recovered. When they were laid on the people with devils, the devils came out. Father, we let this cloth represent every prayer cloth that goes forward from here. We declare when those cloths are laid on the sick, they will recover. When they're laid on people that have devils, those devils will instantly come out. That means insane people will be instantly set in their right mind. Drug addicts will be set free. Alcoholics will be set free. Wayward children will come to their senses, return to their parents' house. You'll turn the hearts of the parents to the children, and marriages will be put back together, and many, many, many other things you do, Lord, because you have not changed. You are the same God today that you were then, and Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever. We thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, last but not least now, Father, every week we have the same number of hours available to us as a president or a king of any country. And we're going to use those hours on something, Father. Father, it's so easy to get caught up in just even doing good things, which you have said for us to do, like evangelize the lost and clothe the naked and feed the hungry. And we're going to be involved in all of those things. But Father, you have given a specific mandate to this church, and that means this group and those that have joined themselves to us. Father, and that's to go far enough into you to bring a supernatural revival to this planet. Father, help us steward our time. It is so easy for just another week to go by. Good intentions. We were going to pray. We were going to fast. We were going to meditate. We were going to spend time in worship. But the busyness of life steals our time. Father, help us steward our time in a manner that is pleasing in your sight. Lord, one day we're going to stand before you. And when we do, we're going to give an account of how we stewarded the life you gave us. Father, on that day, we want to be able to stand there with the same testimony that Paul had. I fought the good fight. I kept the faith. And I finished the race that you set in front of us. Father, we will finish this race. You will have your revival. If you agree with that, in Jesus' name say, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's calling in the lost. Now, some nights when we teach on this, the same steps of faith is really applies to anything, whether you need healing for your body, whether you need healing for your marriage. You find what God has said. You let that build hope in you. Get a different image. Quit looking at how it has been. Look at how God says it will be. Then get His word in your mouth and begin saying what God says right in the face of every contradictory circumstance. And during that whole process, be like Abraham, who worshiped God, glorified God, believed that what God had promised, He is well able to perform it. That goes to your loved ones too. You know, God is more interested in your loved ones being saved than you are. Pray that the Lord of the harvest will send laborers into the harvest, and then believe He'll do that. And He will do that. They won't be able to go to the local grocery store and buy a jug of milk without somebody telling them about Jesus. I mean, he's really good at soul winning, God is. He really is. Trust Him. All right. If I don't quit, I'll just preach it all again. So, hallelujah. All right. I don't think He's going to do a prayer line tonight. Now, there's going to be many opportunities for prayer lines, I'm sure, during the week. But I believe that we've done what He wanted to do tonight. So, bless you for coming. Keep those confessions. If you want to modify them in any way for your city, for your situation, for your family, they're not copyrighted. They're for you. And we love you. You are dismissed. In Jesus' name, we'll see you then.